and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 1 as we conclude today with verses 19 through 24. But I did not see any other of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. As to what I am writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing that the one who once was persecuting us is now preaching the faith he had once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me. Can you remember when you used to persecute the truth, unwilling to budge when prayer was in use? Paul was no different. He hated what Jesus brought until he was enlightened by the Savior of the cross. This is what Paul is asking of us, to realize that Jesus is the redemption for sins we all have lived and fought. Once you surrender like Saul, now known as Paul, you too can live as a saint in the know, wanting to share life eternal with others as the gospel we must sow in word and deed, to always know Jesus as your Savior, unwilling to run, but to show grace as love, faith, and hope to grow. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them each day, and we pray for those who we've said that we would pray for. We pray especially today for those who are dying. Lord, we ask that you lift them up in truth and give them peace in their last breath. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Galatians 1, as we conclude today, chapter 1, with verses 19 through 24. Two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Destroyer Once, Now He Fortifies the Son. Lord's brother James, only apostle seen, lying not before God shown. Cilicia and Syria region went keen, Judea churches in Christ personally unknown. Disputes overheard, preaching now, persecutor won. Faith now in Christ coming from his soul. Destroyer once, now he fortifies the Son. God was glorified because of Paul known. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 6, 2021. Recording this morning at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us as we close today at our normal time at 6:03. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for taking the time to pray with us this morning and each and every day. If you do, come along with our practice where we pray and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My good friends John and Marie, God bless you guys. Have a good day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is the only way, the only one that can forgive your sins. Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you.